hottest hits, powered by WadesEquipment.com. We are today's Hot Country, 99.9 KFAV.
It is 60 degrees, and it's 8 o'clock. It is time for us to ask the expert, and today we're going to visit with our experts from Barnes Jewish St. Peter's Hospital and Progress West Hospital. Sierra Bax is the Clinical Education Specialist and Patient Care Tech Program Coordinator for Barnes Jewish St. Peter's Hospital and Progress West Hospital, and we're going to get some information from her about their Patient Care Tech Cohort Program. Sierra, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this. First off, what does a PCT do at a hospital, and how are they a part of the overall care team, if you will?
Yeah, so PCTs help take care of our patients in a lot of ways. They assist them with bathing, toileting, repositioning, any activity of their daily living. They help with a lot of different tasks. They take vital signs, do blood draws, monitor intake and output. We take blood sugars, so many more things. But they're also communicating with the nurse and all the other members of the healthcare team to report any of their findings, which makes a PCT a vital role in the safety and well-being of patients.
So who can become a PCT?
Really anyone. We see so many people from different backgrounds, people who just love science and medicine, or people who are, you know, wanting to make a difference and help people, or people who just want to explore a potential future career in healthcare. And starting as a PCT is a great way to gain that exposure. Whether you're considering a role in nursing, radiology, pharmacy, therapy, respiratory, really anything, starting as a PCT is a great way to get that exposure and kind of find your path. To be a PCT at either of our hospitals, you just have to be 18 years old with a high school diploma or a GED, pass a background check and a drug screen along with clearance from our occupational health team.
Okay, and after that, how do you go about being certified and becoming a PCT? Is there a training involved or something?
Yes. So in order to be a PCT at St. Peter's or Progress West, you will go through a 7-week training program, which is a partnership with St. Charles Community College. And the training includes an online class where they take weekly exams. They go to the college for 3 full days, practicing the skills that they're learning in class. And there they have instructors at their side kind of coaching them through. They also complete 4 weeks of clinical, which are shifts at the hospital where they are side-by-side with a preceptor, which is an experienced PCT or possibly a nurse. And that's where they really put what they're learning in class into practice with patients.
Right. So I'm just curious, then, say after you go through their training and certification, is it pretty easy for PCTs to get hired for a job?
Absolutely. So actually, successful completion of the program ensures placement as a PCT on one of our units. And our PCTs are actually hired with BJC from day one of the program, which makes them eligible for benefits, including the tuition reimbursement.
Wow. So, I mean, what about the cost of doing and getting enrolled in this program? What is the cost associated with that?
Yeah, so that's the best part. Itself, the tuition costs $2,000, but that cost is covered by BJC. And in addition to that, the individual is paid for their time in training in both lab and during their clinical shifts. So that makes the program, you know, a possibility for anyone who wants to get into healthcare, regardless of whether or not they can afford, you know, to foot the cost for a training program. And then ongoing, you know, once you're hired with BJC, you can continue to use that tuition reimbursement because it resets every year to continue on in your healthcare career, whichever path they would choose.
Wow. So if someone listening right now would like to apply for this, how can they go about doing so?
Yeah, so we host usually 3 or 4 cohorts a year, and the application opens roughly 6 to 8 weeks before the start of each program. I would say the best place to start would be to go to bjcstcharlescounty.org/PCT. There's a lot of information there, including an email to reach out to our talent acquisition department to ask more questions.
Very good. Sierra, thanks for sharing with us. It's very interesting. I think we might end up sending some people your way who are tuned in looking for that right career path. And thank you for sharing with us. I appreciate it.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. At Sierra Bax, again, she is the Clinical Education Specialist and Patient Care Tech Program Coordinator for Barnes Jewish St. Peter's Hospital and Progress West Hospital, as we ask the expert this morning on KFAV.
Hello, this is Eric Pittman.